I've joined the call just in case I need to pull up any visual portions.
I feel like there's a lot of production being done.
And not a lot like output of like quality.
Oh, I mean, no, look, I mean, we haven't recorded the episode yet. It just sounds like we're preparing for a lot of things. Like, I got to get my projector set up, and I got to... What's next? What are...
I also brought like a board game, and you guys are all going to need to have that same board game, and we're going to coordinate.
Okay.
I hope that's cool.
It's Monopoly, so hope you blocked out 5 hours of your time.
I blocked out the whole night I was going to bring up Monopoly, but I'm glad you guys did first.
All right, we should start the episode. Arthur, do you want to host?
No.
Okay. Anna.
Also, are you getting any wind noise right now? Because I feel a little light breeze.
I don't hear any wind noise.
No, it sounds really good. Whatever.
Okay, cool.
Uncharacteristically.
I'm going to just push buttons and change stuff.
Cool.
And see if it improves things. Because you can always be better, you know?
Sure.
Welcome to Talking Fail. The show that takes and takes and takes and takes and never gives anything back. I am your host, Anna, and with me I have Tyler.
Hello.
All right. We also have Will.
Did you say Talking Phil?
Who can be sure? We also have Archer.
What's up, my homies?
What is up?
What is up?
So we do not have Ethan. To everyone's deep chagrin, but we have me, and
yeah.
I'm adequate as a substitute.
Sorry.
Good enough. That's what I like to describe myself as.
Sorry, guys. No Ethan this week. Aww.
Yeah. So, yep. Ethan's traveling, and so we scheduled Anna to replace him.
Yes.
In case it comes through in the recording, I'm at Will's house, and Will is doing some kind of weird Frankenstein video project.
I'm forcing everybody to be on camera with me. I just thought I would bring this into the video, because what do people love more than video podcasts?
Good audio podcasts?
We can do both separately. Not at the same time, though.
Yeah, that's my point. So, yeah, there's some weird green screen shenanigans going on.
There may or may not.
If it works out,
yeah.
Are we going to see it on like YouTube?
Yeah, I think I'll try to put it up on the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
See,
that's a little bit too accessible though. Can we get it on like Vimeo or maybe LiveLeak? I think that might be a better audience
for
our
options.
Content.
So,
I don't know.
Arthur, where have you been for the last few weeks?
I haven't been on the podcast.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because
you just waited for us to start recording. We didn't discuss this at all in advance.
Well, if you were here for the pre-show meeting, then yeah, we could have talked about it, but you weren't.
We were too busy setting up green screens and not being
priorities.
On time. I know.
Just keep avoiding the question. All right.
Oh, I'm that's like my specialty.
All right.
Yeah, where have I been the last few weeks? Around.
Okay.
Around.
That's my answer.
Some cool people.
Well, so we know.
Around some friends, working on some shows, podcasts, things like that.
Oh, anything good?
Always.
He's jumping ship, guys. He's jumping
He's
ship.
Joining the Maxbox podcast that's
he's
starting
joining
up.
Another podcast.
We actually worked on a song yesterday, so that's not completely off base.
Ooh.
We also recorded, so here's the thing. We were recording, I was like messing around because I just got my little keyboard back. So I was messing around with some sounds, and then someone was like, do we have a microphone? So we set up a microphone, and we were trying to like get it pumped through the track, you know, messing around with auto-tune, things like that, just because mm-hmm. we're bored. So we're doing it, and then I've got this like this beat going. It's kind of like an 80s rock beat, and then a little bit of a melody. It's kind of like a bass, and I've got the microphone pumped through like this really loud, like echoey track or layer, and Max starts like just doing like a rock, like, and it works.
Nice.
So we record for a little bit, and then we start messing around with that, and then eventually we're like, let's get some more samples in here. You know, like, what if we get the samples of all the Arrested Development chickens, chicken sounds,
yeah,
and then make a song out of that. And then we looked up a video, and they were all so layered, like all the examples.
Yeah.
That we were like, let's just record
your own,
all of them. But we were like, but who's gonna, like, we have three people here, who's gonna record the sounds? We're like, let's all record them, and then we'll send them to people to see whose is the best, you know, in terms of accuracy. Okay. So we did that. We literally just did that, and now that track is just sitting there. And once we finish this show, that's what I'm going to go do.
All right, cool.
Try to make a track out of that. But, you know, maybe I can bring the recordings that that we made.
That would be
if you
cool.
guys want
to. I'd love to
those.
Hear that. Could you give us just like a demo of one of the sound effects?
A little sample. little taste.
Which one you want? You want George Sr., you want Lucille Bluth, you want Lindsay, you want Job.
I'm a Job man myself.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
That's
pretty solid.
I think that one's better than my recording, actually, because it was more
on
a whim. I
think this could become the new podcast intro song.
Anna, could you?
That's just
not interrupt, please.
What did you just call her?
Listen, okay, hold on. Two things.
It's
need
a recurring
to
thing
yes,
with
you. Will.
Every episode you come
I know,
on.
I know. My name gets mispronounced.
I've never done
and
that.
People like to do it because it gets a reaction out of me. The other
it's
thing
okay.
before
I'm
we started
angry,
recording, I brought up to the rest of the guys how I tend to always interrupt somebody at some point while we're recording the podcast, and I was asking them how I could avoid that, and none of them were helpful, which is just so on brand.
Are you wearing a slanket?
It's a sweater
with
character.
Stop trying to bring up visual elements, so then people have to watch the video.
It just looks kind of
What, you don't like it, Will? You don't like my sweater?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just was asking a question.
I'm getting that kind of a tone from you, that you don't like my sweater.
Hey, this is very,
you know,
very on the attack from somebody who always interrupts everyone.
What can I do? How can I be better? I asked. I got no response.
Maybe have a better internet
answers.
Connection.
I guess that's
the problem.
Well, you don't hear Archer interrupting anyone. Because he's got that gigabit.
I'm actually tethering on my phone.
He also just doesn't talk
that's
in,
so
in
much
the episodes
worse.
He does appear in.
That's fair.
That's fair. Well, Archer, I forgot to tell you before the show, but I have some new games. That I'm unveiling here.
Yep, it's Red Dead Redemption 2. Going to play Halo.
Yes, actually, I've been playing through Halo, but that's a different topic. Let's get through these games.
Okay, all right.
What do you got?
I have a few here. I'm trying to make sure Will doesn't spy on anything, but I have the Kit Kat game. I have Wikipedia, Ollie's Well Express game. All from it's Ollie Express. Derby Girl or Drag Queen. And then the Apologizes For game. Does anybody...
Just based on titles, Wikipedia sounds interesting.
What was the first one?
Kit Kat game.
Kit Kat or Wikipedia sound the most interesting to me.
Do we get a brief synopsis of what each one is? Or is it just blindly picking one?
I think it would be more fun just to blindly pick one. Because I don't want to spend five minutes explaining...
Wikipedia.
What was the last one?
The last one...
It was Dirty Derby or Derby.
Apologizes bug. For. Mm-hmm. And then there, I'm going back up to the list in reverse order now. Derby Girl or Drag Queen. Always Well Express game. Wikipedia. And the Kit Kat game.
I just don't like Always Well Express game because it's hard to pronounce.
I'm actually on the flip side of that, not because of how it's pronounced, but because it's got the word express in it, which makes me think it's probably the fastest of the five, which means we should just get it out.
You don't want to savor this experience?
Not the first one.
Do you want me to pick one? Or
no, you made them up. You're biased.
I didn't. Okay, I will. I will state that I did borrow all of these games from another podcast. So I did.
Will you credit that other podcast?
I mean, he just said another podcast. Let's not push him.
All right.
What? Why are these just straight up ripoffs? Are we? I just want to know before we start. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Let's do Wikipedia. I feel like I don't know if it's called, if it's pronounced, or if it's spelled W H or W I. Like if it's a witch or.
It's like which one?
Oh, okay. I thought it was sandwich based. I retract my vote.
Too late. I've already clicked on the link. All right. So I will read off the table of contents from somebody's Wikipedia page with some of the stuff omitted. Just, you know, because. But your job is to guess whose Wikipedia page I'm reading the table of contents from.
I like it.
Okay. Is there a theme?
Sandwiches.
No, there's no theme. All right.
Famous people.
All right. So here is the first round. And then
Jason Bateman.
Hang on. Let me double check the rules. All right. Basically, do you guys want to play against each other or against the house?
Yes.
Or against like working each other. Together?
Okay, against each other.
This is a competition.
Okay. Yeah. Then I'll make sure. Do you have a notepad? Can I get a sticky note, Sharpie, just so I can keep track of points?
And it's perfect because it won't show up in the green screen.
All right, we'll do by alphabetical.
Ooh, since this will all get cut out of the podcast, this is my time to talk about the green screen because it'll be left in the video part. As long as this goes well, it'll go up on YouTube. It's going to look awful.
Yes.
But it's our first step.
Okay. So, the first person, the table of contents reads, early life, career, personal life, Scientology, legacy, litigation, filmography, awards and nominations.
Filmography.
Well, no. So, that, and then there's us. See also references and external links. But the important ones are...
I think Archer misunderstood the game.
So,
no, what are you talking about?
So whose page am I on?
Ding, ding. I'm going to go for John Travolta.
Okay. Will? Or anybody else but Will? Any clues or ideas that you have?
I'm not going to lie, Tyler. I didn't catch a lot of those because I was distracted by choosing one.
Early life, career, personal life, Scientology, legacy, litigation, filmography.
Litigation? Oh, David Miscavige. No. No, his wife would be in that. Tyler, your smile makes me think that I got it. But I'm not sure. Legacy. L. Ron Hubbard. Litigation. Who is litigated? Tom Cruise was never litigated. I'm pretty sure John Travolta was never litigated.
But he was in that movie.
Oh, what's her name?
He got litigated.
Anna, you can chime in if you have something.
The problem is the only person that I can associate with Scientology is Ethan.
What? What?
Ooh.
Do we have a story we need to explain?
I don't think they let Jewish people into Scientology.
Honestly, the only person I can think of is Tom Cruise, but I doubt that.
It's probably the chick who did the documentary like expose.
Leah Remini?
Yeah, it's either her or, I mean, Travolta's a good guess, but I feel like it's too obvious. Did you choose these? Did you?
No.
No, I chose the answers.
I had no influence on these selections. So
how did they get selected?
Because the other podcast did these.
The other podcast that we refuse to give any credit to for coming up with the game and also doing all the work of picking the questions.
I like the idea, though. It's like it's like you have a section for mini games that are, it's like the Tyler's Ripoff Corner.
We can call it that.
Where we just take other people's games, but it's cool because we've acknowledged that it's a ripoff.
This week we got props.
We're going to do a hoedown later.
Yeah, hoedown.
Okay, so what?
David Miscavige. I'm gonna go with that.
Anna, do you have a guess?
Tom Cruise, only person I can think of.
All right, we have one of you got it correct, and that it's is Travolta. Anna with Tom Cruise.
Oh, what?
It's too obvious.
Oh, come That's on. What I thought. I thought that was way too obvious. Oh, He's like on. The generally associated person with Scientology in Hollywood.
Not cool. That's
John Travolta is also.
My knowledge of pop culture was just limited
if
enough.
If Tyler had picked these questions, he would have known that was a softball, and we would. You know, we're expecting it not to be a softball.
Can you not demoralize my win, please?
Good job, Anna. I don't know how many points that got.
Thank you.
1 point.
Thank you.
1 point.
Editor.
1 point. Mm-hmm. All right. For the next person, we have early life, career, personal life, death, personal views, appearances in popular media, honors or awards and honors spelled with a U. Publications. Hmm. And that's it.
Ooh, the U.
That could be so many people.
Can you repeat them?
Yes. We have, early life, career, personal life, death, personal views, appearances in popular media, awards and honors, and publications.
I want to say Michael Caine. I don't know why.
There was no filmography.
Yeah, it was just publications.
So no movies, no shows.
Okay. I'm going to retract Michael Caine because everybody... Unless Tyler, is that right?
Yeah.
I'm going to retract my cocaine. Who's the British or European author?
Yeah, publications. He's like, probably like a journalist or something. I mean, my mind jumps to Sir Walter Isaacson, but...
Where's J.K. Rowling from?
Oh.
She's not dead.
She doesn't
She's
have to
dead.
Be dead.
One of the tiers was death. Or level
oh.
Points was death.
So they're Whoops. Dead? Is that what that yes. means?
Boy, we missed that one. Let's,
yes.
Wait, are we... I feel like we said this was competitive, but we're very cooperative.
Do you want to switch to cooperative mode?
Arthur Conan no. Doyle?
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle? There's nothing about his writing in there, is there? It's just publications?
Yes, publications. Is the top.
Boy, this is a tough one. Without an easy thing to associate him with other than Britain or her.
I gotta go Arthur Conan Doyle, I guess. That's the only person. He's British, right? Sherlock Holmes is British.
He was sirred. Knighted.
Oh, and you have to be British to be sirred. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna stick with that then.
Man, this is a tough one. I'm not going to lie. I don't really have much of a guess for this one, but was Legacy in there? No.
Where's Game of Thrones guy from?
George R. Martin?
Yeah, that one.
He's also not dead.
But everyone is expecting him to be dead.
Somebody set up the death bullet point in his thing just to be safe.
Any day now, it's applicable.
Is it the Queen? Queen Elizabeth. I'm going for the bonus point.
Anna, what is your selection? Also, no bonus points in this game.
Ah, because to be fair, the Queen's death has been announced several times, so.
Honestly, the only person I can think of is Agatha Christie, and I don't even know if she's British.
All right. What was yours?
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
All right. Nobody got
Can I
points?
Change my answer, please? I would like to say Princess Diana?
No.
Can I change my answer?
All right. The correct the answer we're looking for was Stephen Hawking.
Oh
come on. How
Dang,
can we know he's British?
I was trying... By knowing about who he is as a person? I was trying to generalize based on the part of personal beliefs.
Right.
Because that's a very specific thing to attach to somebody, so that makes sense that it would be him.
All right, so next person, person number three. We have early life, business career, public image, recognition, personal life, politics, philanthropy.
Ding, 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 Donald Trump.
I was going to say that.
That was it, sorry. The last one is philanthropy.
So I dinged Donald Trump.
Okay, is that what you want?
Yeah, okay. I also want to answer that it was Donald Trump.
Anna, I guess if you want to take the same answer.
I'm inclined to, but I won't.
Okay.
Go for those bonus points.
I'm going to need a second. Yeah, I'm going to need a second to think about it. Would you read them again?
No. Early career. Your early life, business career, public image, recognition, personal life, politics, philanthropy. Finally said philanthropy, right?
That's a very philanthropic thing for you to do.
Thank you.
I'm going to wait until Archer says his answer.
Archer. Say him again.
Early life, business career, public image, recognition, personal life, politics, philanthropy.
Early, huh? What do people get early life sections for?
Having been born?
Like, there's a point where they have a breakout or whatever. Like
having a rich dad.
I think I have an answer.
Okay. Okay. Anna, what do you got?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh. Okay. Public life, recognition, politics, philanthropy.
Are you Googling something, Arthur?
No, I'm reading.
I think he's writing down.
I've got notes here.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because my brain is under the influence at the moment. So
you have a physical notebook? What, are you some kind of thinking person?
Yeah, who does that?
Weird. Arthur, do you have any?
I write in cursive too. At least that's what I tell people. I write illegibly, but
you don't write your
sounds nicer.
You don't write your life notes on just a pad of Post-its.
Actually,
right, it's gone, Tyler.
It early is screen, life, screen business, public recognition. What would someone get recognized for? Philanthropy, obviously. And then politics. Mark Zuckerberg and politics. I don't know.
Well, yeah, all that stuff we had to go to court for.
Yeah, the booster seat, remember?
That's true. And drinking water.
The sweet baby Rays.
He drinks water? What a freak.
All right, shot in the dark. Philanthropy. That's the one I'm going to tie it to. Who is philanthropic? Who is?
I thought you were coming up with an answer, not a line of thinking.
All right, Amazon finally. Guy? The way I can connect all these points is by
Googling the keywords.
All right, Arthur, do you have an answer?
Bernie Sanders.
And Will, 2020. You're sticking with Trump?
I'll stick with Trump.
All right, and then Anna, you're sticking with Zuckerberg?
Yep.
None of you got it correct. Will actually said the Amazon guy.
Oh, and Jeff Bezos.
The correct answer is Jeff Bezos.
Divorce wasn't one of the sections.
Well, personal life.
Personal life, probably.
I went to Mark Zuckerberg's Wikipedia page to see if I was close, and it's fairly close. His tabs were early life, software developer, career, depictions in media, philanthropy, politics, personal life. So wow. I had the main ones in there.
How about this? We've done like three rounds. How about if I allow a hint from as each of you gets one hint for this game, not just round. You can save it for a different person. But if you want to use your hint, I will read you one of the subsections. Like you know, for like Bezos, I think, for example, let me pull him back up.
Amazon's founder.
I mean, yeah, because like under business.
Date of birth, maybe one tidbit.
Under business career, there's like subheadings. Early career, Amazon, Blue Origin, Washington Post, Bezos Expeditions. I probably wouldn't have read that one. But, you know.
Well, you know how in Wikipedia there's that like. From a sub. There's that right sidebar as well with like his name and then like affiliations and years active and all that.
I'll just read his name.
Who's he married to?
Obviously, don't do his name. but all right, but look, use your brain or discretion or both. And
you should scroll down to their signature and describe it to us.
All right. Well, so you all have one hint that you can use the rest of this game.
Okay.
And I will read out loud. And I guess everybody benefits from it.
But then it benefits everyone.
I guess, how about this? If you want to use your hint, everybody else will have to
say that.
Everybody else, if you want to use your hint, everybody else has to lock in their answer. And then
okay.
I'll read
that's
the
answer. Okay,
I got
it. Only
the
person who asked for the hint
cool.
gets to do it. Cool. All right.
All right.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. You're just trying to talk. Okay.
No.
All right. So the next person is early life.
Can I get a hint? Everyone else lock in their answers real quick.
Hint.
That's not how it works. All right. Early life, career, musicianship, lifestyle, personal relationships, legacy, discography, filmography, tours.
John Mayer.
Do you still want to use your hint, Will?
Yeah, I would like a hint.
Okay. Our turn. Anna have to lock in answers before Will.
I am locking in my hint.
So Arthur, he's hinting also, so he can hear my hint, right?
So I guess Anna has to lock in an answer.
Okay.
Unless
let's
she
see.
Wants
Do
to
I
hint
lock
also.
In John Mayer? No, I don't.
Three hints on this one, boys.
Just burn it up your hints. I don't know if it was clear. This is the only hint you can use this entire game.
Yeah, I got okay. it.
All right, all right. I retract my hint.
Okay. Then do you have it?
I just wanted time.
Did you have somebody? The submission?
Read them again, please.
Early life. Early life, career, musicianship, lifestyle, personal relationship, legacy, discography, and filmography and tours.
Filmography.
Sounds kind of like Jared Leto.
Oh, I was just...
I don't know why you're announcing these things out loud.
Because, let's be honest, it's cooperative.
Fine, I'll just retract my hint and go Jared Leto. That way Arthur can hint.
I'm not going to hint.
Okay, I hint. I retract Jared Leto.
Okay, Arthur or Anna, do you have
this is either collusion or cooperation, but...
either way, it's confusing.
Ooh.
So, personal relationships. So, it has to be somebody who's been notable in the media because of their personal relationships, which is why I first thought John Mayer.
So, he's in the movies.
Filmography.
He's in music.
He's not super notable for any movies, is he?
I don't know.
I like how she asked
Jared Leto? Jared Leto's been in a lot of movies.
Jared Leto, yes.
Meatloaf?
Oh. Personal relationships is the one that's, like, really standing out, because I don't know who gets called out for that. And if Tom Cruise didn't, I feel like that's inconsistent.
And legacy indicates that it's someone who's been in the industry for quite a while, so it's probably not anybody.
Ooh, yeah, young. Like 50 plus.
I'd say probably. Jared Leto is a legacy actor, musician.
I love hearing the, he locked in his answer, right?
No, he's waiting for you guys to lock in your answers so that he can hear a hint.
Man. And there
was
no
one?
Death tab, right?
Yeah.
Correct, there was no death.
It's not someone dead. There's no death.
Tours. That's interesting. Death. Movies, music, and then also touring.
Yeah.
Kanye West.
Okay. Anna?
No.
I feel like you would
have
more politic tabs.
That's true.
This is so random. I'm going to say no.
I was not expecting this game to take this round to take this long.
Should have played Ollie's Express.
Let's go with what's his name?
Also,
let's
why
go
is
with
it a
Herbie
key?
Hancock? Ooh. I don't know if he's been in any movies.
Right.
That's
he's
who I'm gonna go
videos.
With.
All right, Arthur, do you have any inspiration?
Discography, filmography. Do I have any inspiration? Is that what you said?
Well, I'd answer. That's really what I'm looking for.
Don't get so personal.
Well, I think that you can do anything you set your mind to.
All right, try setting your mind to giving me an answer to this question.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I know I can do it. You know why?
Yeah.
Because I believe it.
Okay.
I believe I can do it.
All right.
Therefore, I can do it.
All right.
So So that's why I'm going to do it. And you know why I can do it? Because I believe it. You know who else believed it and achieved notable achievements in filmography and discography? Speaking of discography, Tyler, aren't you a host on a show called The Discography? Oh, man. Lifestyle, this deep.
Just something. This shouldn't
Jared
this
Leto,
old.
Screw it. He's not old, but.
All right. So, Anna, sorry, it's been so long. What was your answer?
I said Herbie Hancock, okay. But I'm not confident in that all right, at all.
Well, sure it's too late. We don't have any more time.
I know.
So, Will?
Matt Damon.
No. All right, Will. I will give you the subheadings for lifestyle. Creative outlets, business, drugs, vegetarian and activism, meditation, football.
Oh, snap.
How's football spell?
I have an idea. Can I hedge?
FOOTBALL.
Okay.
Is there a different spelling?
Football. Yeah. Wait. If it's soccer, it'd be like FU something, right?
No.
No.
Okay.
And then I'm going to click the link for football.
Can I at least know if it's American or European football?
I think that'd be too much.
Okay. I'm going to go with American because I'm an American.
What were the subcategories again?
So Will's bonus ones were creative outlets, business, drugs, vegetarian and activism, meditation, football.
I have a second guess. I want to get
you're
it in there.
In. You're locked in.
I know, but I want to look
as an
audience vote. Okay. Once Will puts in his answer, because I don't want to jog any juices in his brain.
It sounds like super douchey, so I want to say Jared Leto.
You're allowed to.
The only one that doesn't work with my second guess is football. I'll say that.
Football. And he's been in films, but he's legacy. I'll say Hugh Jackman.
Okay. Arthur, did
my,
you have...
My second guess was Russell Brand.
I think that might be the closest of them all, but...
Is it too late to change my answer?
Yes. The correct person we're looking for is Paul McCartney.
Duh!
Movies?
The Beatles made movies.
Yeah.
Before
think
our time.
Actor, you think actor, not documentary... person.
Okay, sure, whatever.
All right.
Next person.
Movies,
let's move on. Let's make the try and do something quickly here. early life, music career, business activity, criticism of the music industry, musical style and influence, awards, personal life, discography.
So straight up musician, big in music. Also, sometimes plays instruments.
There was the heading of business
attributes.
Business activity.
Ding, I've got
ding.
It.
Arthur?
I've got a guess. Jay-Z.
Jay-Z?
Yeah. I'll go Michael Jackson.
That's a good one, too.
Anna?
But that one would have another few bullet points, I think. Just saying.
Oh, okay. I'll criticize. With Jay-Z, it'd be a personal life, you know, relationship crap with Beyonce. And
there is a personal life tab on this one, heading on this one.
Did it say anything about Beyonce?
Use your hint. Because
it could be Michael Jackson.
I will say, I should probably say, I'll say that there's this one and then there's two more. So if you want to use, keep that in mind if you want to use your hints.
Yeah, I'll use my hint, sure.
Nope. Anna, do you...
I would actually like to use my hint on
okay.
this one.
Arthur, I need
to... Well, I already locked in my answer with Jay-Z,
oh,
so...
Oh, you Jay-Z'd it. Will, you are going with...
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. All right, Anna, your hint... Let me look at this.
I already locked in my answer. Why can't I look?
Locked in your answer, yeah. All right. I will give you... Because I'm trying to think of a good one. All right, how about this? All right. under music career, I will omit two. I will censor two entries because they're very obvious. But under music career, you have early musical projects, name redacted, you know, band name redacted. So it's a band name.
Band. Okay.
Collaboration with other artists, another band name redacted, as an independent artist, and then that's it. So early music projects, one band name, collaboration with other artists, another band name, and then as an independent artist.
So I don't know if you can answer this question or not. Is this Wikipedia page of a whole band or of a member of the band?
Is a one person.
One
sounds
person
like Paul McCartney again.
Yeah, it sounds like he had a solo career, sort of.
And got me again.
He had Wings, Beatles, and Paul McCartney did solo stuff.
You know what? I think, I you know, it might not be. I feel like this is kind of a lame use of the hint. Is it okay if I say what the two bands are?
Yes.
Say what one of them is.
Okay. The first one is Nine Inch Nails.
Oh!
Dang it. Okay. And here's the thing is I'm not going to know.
You know, Nin was
in
was in my head. Trent Philip DeFranco.
Fresner.
And Atticus Ross.
The main reason why I feel bad is because I know Archer and Will would have gotten know who this is now based
from
on
the hint.
Bands.
Yeah.
Yeah. See,
and
I,
it popped in my head when you were describing it.
So
I don't. I'm not familiar with the band, which I feel so awful saying.
What if you know there was no rule against communicating between players?
True.
So, what if I give you this one?
Because haven't there been so many members of that band?
So many.
So many.
But we have, like, three more left, and I'm not sure I'm going to get one of them. Like, I'm going to be confident about one of them. So if I give you an answer now,
well, I
and you're confident
just
about a future
away.
Answer.
I don't like this collusion thing.
It's not collusion. It's called a deal. And
okay,
I'm Russian,
I think
so
I have
can't
a guess.
You know?
Okay.
Trent Reznor.
That is correct.
Great.
She did lock in her answer.
I cheated. I think I cheated.
What?
Because I looked up the members of Nine Inch Nails.
What?
And he was the first result, and I figured he would be.
He's also the only result.
There were a lot of them.
There's
a lot
there's
of former members.
There's touring members. There's touring members, and then there's one real member.
So what? I'm curious, what were his criticisms of the music industry?
There was a lot. If you actually, there's a really good podcast on.
Here we go.
Called The Discographers that is hosted.
Actually, we're not big on self promotion here, so
yeah.
He didn't like the record label meddling with things. Like
was
he wanted,
it Jimmy Iovine?
He wanted to give the. It was right around the time with, like, you know, downloads and piracy and all that stuff, and he wanted to make things more available, and the record label was, like, freaking out and, like, keeping things under behind walls and, like, charging $35 for CDs and stuff like that, and stuff that he had no control over and was screwing over his fans.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Those were his criticisms. All right, the next person we have: early life, career, personal life, music, film, television, and radio, all one thing. Death, awards and honors, correct, spelled the American way. Legacy and discography.
Michael Jackson, locked in.
Anna or Arthur?
I feel like I've lost my ability to think creatively. I'm just going to say Elvis Presley.
Ooh. Film, television, and what?
Radio.
Film, television, radio.
Film, television, and radio.
And yes. Death.
And then, yes, we have a death tab and awards and honors.
Could be Princess Diana.
Yeah, it could be Jared Leto. We haven't ruled him out yet.
Could Johnny Carson?
Are you sticking with
Yeah, I'm going to try Carson? Johnny Carson. Why not?
All right. Wow, this is a really fast round. None of you are correct. Elvis was probably closest. Louis Armstrong. Louis Armstrong.
Oh, Louis what are we, Armstrong. Old people?
All right.
Would that be so bad, Will?
Yes.
No.
Let me double check. Okay. All right, final round. I will say that this, Anna, you have 2 points. Everybody else has 0 points.
Didn't I get one right?
No.
Okay.
But this round is worth 3 points, so it's anybody's game.
Oh!
Hey, look at that. New information. Hint. Hint. This is the last round, right?
Yes, and everybody else has used their hints. But, all right, early life, career, business ventures, personal life, appearances, music videos, music, bibliography.
Like they wrote books?
And podcasts.
Goodness gracious.
And you would like your hint, Arthur?
Yeah, but before you give the hint, I need answers from the other two. And also, what were the categories again?
Early life, career, business ventures, personal life, appearances, music videos, music, bibliography, and podcasts.
The podcast one is what throws me off.
Music?
And then music. Well, it's music videos and then music.
It's a podcasting musician? Jack Black.
Okay. Anna?
Gosh. I know nothing about the world.
You're winning the game.
I feel like I'm so blind in all of these rounds. This is a conundrum. The podcasting thing. A lot of people have been starting podcasts.
Bunch of losers. Nothing better to do but just talk. Oh, you think you're so important?
Bunch of no good slugs.
We should end all podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody cares about what you think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They said it to their podcast microphones.
All right, Anna, what do you got for us?
We're expecting a lot because, you know, the game's riding on this.
Yeah, I know. I could lose it in this round. I have no... Mark Maron.
Okay. Oh, damn it. I mean, music is an interesting one for that, but...
Yeah, I don't know. That's all right,
Arthur. I will give you the subheadings for business ventures, which include Jill-Jet, and Vintage Nudes Studio.
Oh, I might know what that is.
And can I get all the regular ones? It was like early life, career.
Yeah. Early life, career, business ventures, and then under that is Jill Jett, and then Vintage Nudes Studio. Personal life, appearances, music videos, music, bibliography, and podcasts.
Vintage Nudes is a... familiar name. I'm trying to pinpoint where I heard it.
It's the place he goes to every week. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh my god, I just read about this.
That's the website that he sells to get all the podcast money to run the servers and stuff.
True. Yeah, I think that's where I heard it from.
Patreon subscribers might be getting some new... some new special material.
Oh, man. Yeah, I have no idea on this one. Bibliography, it means he, what, wrote books?
Can I give an attempt at, like, helping Arthur? Because I want him to win so sure, Arnold yeah. loses.
Sure.
My guess would be Howard Stern.
Oh, that's a good guess. I don't know what Jill and Jet relates to that, but...
I haven't listened to their show.
Music videos. There would be a filmography if it was Howard Stern, because he made a movie.
Is that what he's known for, though?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's you can ignore it.
I will. Thank you. I appreciate it. But I don't have a better one, to be honest.
Jones. Crazy guy.
Alex Jones?
Alex Jones. That's it.
Alex Jones.
vintage nudes. Man, I'm going to feel dumb once this one...
I really hope Alex Jones has some vintage nudes.
Can I change my answer?
Why not?
Snoop Dogg.
Okay, I won't allow it to be changed, but...
Dang it.
You said yes.
Yep.
Does that mean I was right?
No.
It sounds like you're right, though. Jill and Jet.
Jill-Jet.
Yeah.
I'm really fixated on the music videos as a highlighted aspect of their Wikipedia page. Because any musician could have that, but this person in particular.
And who wrote a book? Bibliography? What does that mean?
Bibliotheca.
Bibliotheca.
Just thought that would...
I swear, if it's Jared Leto.
I should have put him in there after so many references. That would have been a good thing to do if I was a good podcaster.
It's okay. We'll hire a producer.
I do need an answer.
Oof, man.
Pretty quick. 5 minutes.
At least 5 minutes.
4:59.
I don't know, like Donald Glover or something.
None of the answers that were thrown out were correct. It was the magician Penn Jillette.
Damn it! Oh. That's why it was familiar. I just watched his Black Mirror story.
He did a Black Mirror story?
Yeah, in Black Museum. It's the finale for like season 3.
Right.
There's a couple short stories, right?
Oh, is he there, in those?
He wrote the first one. Oh, wrote the one where it's the doctor and he has a little implant that lets him feel what his patients are feeling.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't realize he wrote that.
Yeah,
and then he gets addicted to dying.
I recently looked it up. Hey, spoilers.
congratulations, Anna. You won the inaugural.
Yeah, yeah.
Inaugural and finale. Never coming round. Back.
That one's actually a pretty easy one because all I have to do is look up a person, get a series of people on Wikipedia.
Yeah, next time one of us will do it because it's so easy.
Maybe one of you will actually prepare
and then you can play.
Once.
Hey, Archer, maybe. It's not cool to just rip that off from somebody else's format and use it as your own.
I'll see you in court.
All right. Yeah. I don't know that took longer than I expected it to.
Yeah,
but...
it took a long time. You want to play 4 more games?
Well, I wasn't expecting to play all of them, but we could probably make the other one shorter if we needed to. If we wanted to play another game or if we wanted to talk about Penn Jillette's Black Mirror episode.
It was pretty good. Penn Jillette's got an interesting history.
I wasn't even familiar with who that was.
Actually, he's on Penn & Teller. He's a magician, but they also had a TV show, which is why it was surprising he didn't have like a section. But they had a TV show called Bullshit. And... basically, they cover topics that are controversial.
I think there's another one that was like Penn and Teller try to
fool us. It's Penn and Teller fool me or fool us.
You know why I didn't know who he was? It's because I've never heard his full name. I've only ever heard Penn and Teller. So.
What's Teller's full name?
I don't know. He's never said it. You see, because he never talks.
And it's because but why do they call him Teller? If he never tells her anything,
it's irony. No, I heard Teller talk. I have a selfie with him. They did a thing. It was an evening with Penn and Teller.
Could you do an impression? Oh, that's why he doesn't talk. That makes sense.
It made sense when I was like, can I have a photo? He's like, and then, it was like, please stay away from me.
He just sounds like a crow.
The name that he was born with was Raymond Joseph Teller. And he had it legally changed to just Teller.
Oh, wow.
He should have just gone by Joseph. I like Penn and Joseph.
Penn and Joe.
It's not Joe Penn.
Well, what's odd is Teller was Penn's high school teacher. He was like his Latin teacher or something.
Really?
Yeah. I've got a whole bootlegged audio thing of their of the event I went to. And
so which one was the teacher again?
Links.
T- Teller
was the teacher.
Teller's
yeah.
71.
Because Teller's...
Really? Must have been hard to mime the entire lessons.
I know. Especially for language. you guys got any more topics? What do we want to
well,
do?
We're at like 55 minutes of recording. I guess we didn't record. We weren't on for all of that, though.
Yeah. We got like 10 or 15 minutes, probably.
Okay. I'm going to get some ice.
Okay. Yeah, just burn up all that time.
Well, you guys figure out a topic and then.
Well, congratulations, Anna, for
so much.
Reaching. You're
yeah,
welcome.
Thank you. I know
you're
you don't welcome. Mean it.
Congratulations on reaching 10 episodes.
Oh, thanks. I thought this was about winning
got the
game.
Double digits.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I would never congratulate you in
no,
my own defeat.
That's true.
I'm very bitter about that.
I understand,
that.
And I respect you for it.
I'm debating kicking you out of the Google Hangouts.
You could do that,
it.
But I am hosting this episode, so that wouldn't look too good.
For what do I care about looking good?
Clearly nothing.
Clearly. All right. I mean, if we wanted to play another game, the Kit Kat game shouldn't take too long. It's more
okay.
of a rapid fire.
Sounds like it.
We'll just have to wait for Arthur to come back. Speaking of which, Arthur, he's not here right now, which is a good representation of how he is bottom rung on attendance now. Ethan somehow surpassed him. And Arthur's right now, thanks to being...
Nothing.
Are
nothing.
We talking about attendance? What are we talking about?
Yeah, attendance, because Ethan has surpassed you.
Will's telling us about how you've broken his heart by constantly abandoning him.
Oh, that sucks.
You're going down a path
my
that
ex-wife.
I can't follow.
All right, sorry.
All right, so we decided that we could play a quick game of... it was the Kit Kat game.
And... Oh, wait, but I heard stats being brought up. Are we doing that?
Oh, do you want to hear your stats, Arthur?
I
real
do.
Quick? Okay. So Arthur's number is 87.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan is at 88. And that's including this episode. And I am at 111, which is a very nice round, you know, it's all the same number.
Right.
Tyler's at 112, and Anna is at 10.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Anna's cool. First guest to ever hit double digits.
Yes. I'm very proud. Very grateful.
Right. So,
well, tell you what, Will, I've got some counter statistics for you as well.
Uh-oh.
I've been doing my own numbers.
Just adding zeros to Arthur's own name.
Oh, yeah, that's the way it works. Oh, no, I wasn't kidding. I have the number of episodes where your guest is on. You know, when you refer someone... to the podcast, and then that person is on the podcast. There's like a number of how many episodes they're actually on, so you can't just like bring someone on for one episode and then get that as your referral. You know,
you're counting guests that you've brought on the show.
Oh yeah, unique guests, and then how often they're on. Because I was like, let's dig into this guest thing. Because I haven't seen any numbers for you, Will. So who's to say? You know.
Yeah, it's just interesting. You know, with. Being consistently here, I don't think I need to bring a guest.
Oh, I understand, but it's not a zero sum thing. I think both can exist.
Yeah,
Tyler, you've brought on the most guests.
No, thank you.
I was thinking about that. Guests. I think that Ethan deserves some credit, even though he's not often on the podcast.
Oh, believe me, he's gonna get credit.
He has the resources to substitute himself with.
Exactly. Hmm. So, Tyler, you brought on 6 unique. I brought on 5. Ethan's brought on 3. And Will, I gave you Jensen.
I didn't bring on Jensen.
Yeah,
that was Tyler.
That's me. But we put me down for 7.
All right, I'll change it.
Cool.
My whole effort is just totally involved on the YouTube stuff. So,
Will...
podcast stuff is out the window.
If you could get Alex Ash on the podcast, that would count for 15 guests in my book.
You know, I've thought about it. I think it might be possible because he's going on tour. I could ask him to get on, you know, to talk about his tour. but we would have to like keep it really tame and not make fun of him on the episode.
I am down for this. I would be willing to go along with.
Where? What's his tour look like? Where's he gonna be?
Well, I gotta pull it up now.
All right.
We can try and get him. I think we should try and get him, and I'll put that in Will's court. But in the meantime, the Kit Kat game. This is where I will read off the name of a Kit Kat flavor or, you know, variation of the candy. And you have to tell me if it is a real Japanese Kit Kat flavor or one that is completely made up.
Sounds great.
Do you guys want to work together on this?
Before we start.
And hopefully go fast.
What are the other games?
The other ones take too long. The other ones take too long.
Okay,
but,
fine.
But will they make for good content?
You tell me.
I guess that's up to us, isn't it?
All right, are you guys going to work together in this one?
Sure.
Fastest. Yeah, all right. So the first one is Tokyo Exotic. Is that real or fake?
No. I'm going to say no.
Can I go rogue? And be on my own team.
Yeah, but we'll hate you for it.
Okay, I'm going to say real.
All right, so two votes for fake, one vote for real. It is a real candy. Oh, however, because of the team system.
I called rogue,
though.
And
I resent you.
House
gets 1 point.
Hold on.
Okay. All right, the next one is Plum Raisin.
Fake.
Arthur? Will?
Fake.
I'm going to go real.
I feel like someone's just playing like the game, the numbers game here. It is a real candy.
Count me down for two, baby!
The next one is Hello Kitty Cat.
Fake.
That sounds fake.
Fake cat.
All right. That is correct. It is a fake.
Yes. Woo!
I'm at three. Everyone else is at one.
No one's celebrating
just
with
count
you.
Count that.
All right. Strawberry maple.
Gross. That sounds fake.
I'm going to say it's real because it sounds gross.
It sounds really gross. It should be fake.
It's real.
But I'm starting to think it's real.
You're just saying that because I'm saying that.
I'm going to say real.
Come on.
Fake.
Okay, fine. I say it's fake.
It's real.
I don't like
being judged. All right, so Arthur says fake. Will says fake. Yeah. Anna says real. That has to go into the fake category. It is a real candy.
I said real until
no,
Anna was like, judging me and playing mind
exactly,
games.
Exactly, you fell for it.
All right. For the official score is your team is at 1 point. The house, me, has 3 points. All right. Second to last one. Butter.
Fake. Although I would get it. I would buy it.
It's too fake. It sounds too
butter,
fake,
just
right?
Straight butter.
Like jelly bean.
I'm going to say real.
Sounds too fake, right? That it has to be real because nobody could think
well,
that
I'm thinking
that
like
would
same,
trick anyone.
Same realm as popcorn jelly beans.
Yeah.
I think
I'm
going to
go
yeah.
real.
All right. Arthur, what did you?
Fake.
Fake? It is real.
Yes.
All right.
So now 4 points to the house.
And 4 points for Will on the official scoreboard.
All right. This is the last one. For all the marbles.
What?
I didn't want marbles.
I don't know.
This last one is worth 10 points.
Sure. Tell you what. I'll give it to you.
Fake.
Yeah, I'm going to go fake in the blind also.
Anna, would you like to see
I would like
your
to hear what it is
blindly?
First and be wise.
That's a bold move, Cotton. Bold move.
Know.
We'll see if it
I'm
pays
daring.
Off. The candy is cotton candy.
Fake.
Kit Kat.
Yeah, I think fake.
You guys are all correct. It is a fake.
Woo!
Yeah.
I got five
three-way
plus
tie.
10.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
15.
All right. So to 11 to 4.
Wait, 11 to 4?
Because you said it was 10 points.
But I had 15.
congratulations.
You're really trying to make this extra score thing work.
You really are. Congratulations, you win the Kit Kat game.
Finally, I win something. I'm going to call up. Can I call up my parents right now?
Sure. Please, seriously, okay. Call them right now. Do it.
No, they're probably sleeping.
Call them.
I feel it's
call
a
them.
Tuesday night.
Call
they're probably
them.
Sleeping.
Think about the content, Will. Think about the content. Think about the podcast. Do you even care about this?
Okay. I'll call him real quick, okay?
I'm not here.
Oh, Tyler, he's all right. In a meeting right now.
911.
Oh, man, I accidentally called 911 on a motorcycle the other day.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Because my phone grip, like, grips it on the sides, and if you hold the buttons on the sides for too long, it calls 911.
It goes on, like, emergency mode?
Yeah, and it called, and I'm just, like, chilling there, like, riding on the freeway, and I've got my phone in my headset, like, in my helmet.
Your Bluetooth.
And so then I hear, like a phone call happening, and I'm like, oh, that's weird, and I, like, shut my phone off. And then I get a phone call back, and then I just get, like, phone calls back to back, and I'm like, this is not good. So,
why are Will's
so I
parents
take an exit,
calling me?
And I pull over, and I call him back, and I'm like, yo, I want to make sure nothing's wrong here, because the worst thing that can happen is, like, I'm at home enjoying an evening, and then the police show up. Like, there's an emergency, and they're like, no, we called back. There was no clear emergency, so it's all good.
So, wait, they call back, and they don't hear anything, and they just, okay.
Well, they heard the initial call, and they were like, that's interesting, and they called back to, like, double check. But in the initial call, they didn't see
anything. So this happened to me and my siblings when we were kids, and they actually showed up to our house. Our younger brother, Jonathan, tried to call our dad, and with the area code being 916, he accidentally dialed 911, somehow managed to hit the call button. And then promptly hung up because he was embarrassed and didn't know how to handle the situation. And then we were all hanging out around the house. Our parents weren't home. We were independent, young, homeschooled children. And a female police officer.
Age six and under.
Yeah, a female police officer shows up. I'm downstairs playing a Narnia computer game. And I hear heavy footsteps coming down the stairs. And I had a question from my dad. And I was like, hey, Dad, can you tell me how to play as Edmund? And I look over, and it's this female police officer. And I'm just looking at her, just kind of no expression, not sure what to do. Very fearful. Thought I was going to get shot. I don't know why. But
and then she said, like, oh, you want to play her more long range? Because she's more like a bow and arrow character.
And so I just was looking at her. She's like, is everything okay down here? And I was like, yes, everything is fine. And she walks back upstairs and leaves. And so they had to respond to it because they didn't have any information. But yeah.
Nice. There's a lady in the office I work in that she's at least two or three times that I've been, like, overheard her accidentally call 911.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, it's like, how do you keep doing? I mean, it's the 916 thing.
Yeah.
But just, like, how do you keep doing 911? Like,
who keeps dialing the area code for the place you live in?
Well, because the way the phones, you have to do the area code.
Oh, okay.
But,
it's like
yeah.
a work thing.
Well, so since Will's a chicken and is not actually going to call his parents, I guess we'll close out the podcast.
You could call my parents.
Well, I would, but...
Oh, yeah. Tyler, what's this deal? I got a Facebook request from your dad.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah, he's like, he's got a blog or something or a car.
Yeah, he's starting a car blog.
Well, that's cool. What is it? Let's get some promotion in here. I mean, what is it?
Boy, how insufferable to, like, self-promote your own thing to your family members constantly.
So, actually, I can't pull
Your dad did add me as a family member. Like,
years ago.
Like
I'm not even a family member.
And I sat on that request. I didn't know what to, because the request comes in and it's like, choose your association. And I was like, I don't know what to select.
This is weird. But my dad wants to write at least a book, if not more. And so I guess the advice that he was given was to, if you're going from zero to book, you want to maybe jump to, like, blog posts and to kind of get your work out there for people. So I know he's been doing, like, blog posts, and then if you have car questions, he wants to be able to answer those. So I think that's what that page is for. I actually, as an update to last week's episode that only Will was here for, I did go through and delete my Facebook. So I'm not able to pull that up anymore.
Well, we'll see you in a bit.
Oh, that's why he couldn't look up the Facebook page for my dad. It's immediately backfired.
You got the request. You were like, let's just say I deleted my Facebook.
It's called Duke's Garage.
Yes, that's what it is.
Duke's Garage. If you have questions, go on there, I guess.
Yeah, if you have car questions.
It's on Facebook. It's on the Facebook. If you still have one, you should go there, ask your car questions.
I mean,
I'll say
why
this.
Wouldn't you have a Facebook?
I have a Facebook for the marketplace and for the private groups where we exchange memes and then get the president elected.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's
cool. But I realize that's not everyone's, you know, cup of tea. So there is a private group called, I forget what it's called now. It used to be called Concert Raptors. But basically, it's a bunch of people exchanging tickets to concerts and stuff. So
that's
you can get them for like under StubHub prices. If you want an invite, you know, just let them know.
Did we just get an advertiser?
Got to start monetizing somehow.
Somehow. Will, do you have like a RIP?
Right now, I gotta look up who's dead.
Yeah, this is the part of the show where Will starts looking for his own for the content for his only segment.
I feel like a big one happened recently.
I think we should talk about somebody who died in 2014. Someone who I miss very much, and that's Tom Magliozzi, who was one of the Car Talk brothers.
The what brothers?
Car Talk. It was a radio show of these two brothers who would give advice to people on their cars, and I would listen to it with my dad when I was like 8 years old.
Oh,
just thought of him.
Like,
just
hold on.
Mind.
They would give people advice while the hosts were in their cars?
No, someone would call in about an issue that they had with their car. And so, like, something that mechanics weren't able to fix, something that they didn't know about. And these two brothers were very knowledgeable on automotive vehicles and the like, and they... Very funny, lively men. It just came to mind.
Well, to RIP
the radio. RIP
the radio.
And honest mechanics.
Anything?
Honest mechanics. That's true.
Boy. There's no really good people here.
I guess we should be glad
for that.
This was
the weirdest segment.
Oh, Neil Armstrong.
He's dead?
Yeah. Neil Armstrong died.
Seriously?
Heart surgery complications. The hospital got sued, yeah.
Neil Armstrong died.
Recently?
Like a couple weeks ago he died, but...
August 25th. How did I not...
2012.
Wait, what?
It was... There was a whole thing about it.
Yeah,
recently,
apparently it all happened
his
in
family
2012.
Sued.
I thought he was still alive.
Will thought he was still alive, so my point is not completely invalid.
I thought he had been dead since 2012-ish.
Buzz Aldrin. Has Buzz Aldrin died yet?
Buzz Aldrin's still alive! He's hanging in there!
I can't believe it's not
RIP. He's planning his return to the moon as we speak.
Buzz Aldrin should have walked on the moon first.
We jumped to him as the second place.
Well, we could talk about Amy Winehouse, because today is the anniversary of her death.
No, I mean, she was good.
See, it's funny, she was an alcoholic and her name was Winehouse.
You need to stop. Talking fail. It's the worst of times. It was the worst of times.
It was definitely the worst.
Definitely
of times,
the worst of times. I've been your host, begrudgingly, Anna. We had a few other guys who, you know, whatever.
Two other
a
guys?
A few.
Just two.
Oh yeah, that's we were gonna talk about this.
And
wait, Arthur, wait, is that where you've been? You getting things switched around?
So I have some news.
How's it going, everybody?
So
I was thinking about drugs the other day, and you know why they call it dope?
Why
do they call it dope? Well,
because you have to be one to take it.
Pew, 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 pew.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
We'll fix that.
I see
post.
The flashlight in the background that my time's up. I gotta go. You've been so kind. Thank you.
Thank God.
Well,
and he just ran out of the room.